Our next guest, Ian LaPerriere from the Philadelphia Flyers, joining us this morning on the Fan 590. How are you, Ian?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So what is it? A brain contusion, Doug wants to know. Can you help with our medical jargon?
I'm learning. You know, I learned in the past couple of weeks what it is. You know, it's pretty much a bruise to the brain. You know, I bruised my brain with that slap shot I took above the eye, and it's a really, really rare injury on at any sports. You know, they've seen it in football maybe once or twice, but it's one of the freaky ones that, it's pretty new to our game, I guess.
You know, it's funny. I got a concussion playing junior hockey, and when I was out with my concussion, I met my wife. So, you know, sometimes it's positive, you know.
Well, can you believe we mentioned, I mean, from game number 82, you're in a shootout, and here you are at the Stanley Cup Final. And I'm wondering when, and particularly being down 3-0 to Boston, I'm wondering at what point did you hit a point where you said, wow, this thing is just... There is some divine intervention in some ways. The stars are aligned properly. We're playing our best hockey at the right time.
Well, you know what? For sure, when we beat Jersey the first round, we felt good about ourselves. And to get to that last game of the season and make it, it's the most pressure game I've had in my career, to tell you the truth. You know, one game will decide to make it or not making it. And it's one of those that... After that, it's more like we've been through pretty much everything all year, you know, ups and downs. And I really believe that it made us a stronger team mentally, you know, with all the, you know, in December, we were like, I don't know, 9 points out of the playoffs or something crazy like that. And with the expectation of our team was very disappointing where we were. And like I said, you know, to touch the bottom a couple of times, it made us a stronger team. And when we kind of have in the back of our head, let's make it to the playoffs and see what happened. If you look in the past, you know, you look at couple surprising team, you know, making it and going to the finals or winning the cup. And with the parity around the league now, you never know. As long as you're in the playoffs, you get a chance.
You know, it's really interesting when you look at the Flyer year, and most people said, okay, the Flyers should be number three overall in the East. I mean, they're that good. They're that deep. They're that talented. Goaltending, Emery, I'm not sure. I didn't like it, but that's fine. That was my own opinion. All of a sudden, Boucher. All of a sudden, Leighton. All of a sudden, the team comes together. Controversy about the leadership. Young guys, old guys, all the BS you all hear about. All of a sudden, now I'm picking you. I'm picking you to win the Stanley Cup. How bizarre is this?
Yeah, you don't hear about the young guys not liking the older guys and vice versa.
No.
It's funny how winning take care of everything. But, you know, goaltending, it's one of those crazy year, which nobody's seen, like, you know, injuries, your odd goalie get injured and another will step up. And the good news with us, it's like every goalie we had in there just did the job well, you know, like Boucher, both of them are the reason why we made the playoffs, you know.
No, like, I had Boucher in Columbus, and that's why I'm in radio.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not touching that one, are you?
Ian LaPerriere had Boucher in Philadelphia, and that's why he's in the Stanley Cup Final. How about that?
Yeah,
timing
yeah.
is everything. Ian LaPerriere, the Flyers, joining us on the Fan 590. You mentioned that, you know, the grumpy old guy, Chris Pronger, and the young guys, and all that did or didn't go on. In some ways, Ian...
I didn't mention Bronx.
No, the older guys.
I'm the oldest one on this team, you know?
Well, you're a veteran. You're not old.
I'm old. I'm the oldest. Prong's younger than me.
Well, Pronger was grumpy when he was 19, so
yeah,
that's good. But in a lot of ways, and Peter Laviolette coming in a lot of ways, was that a positive? That whatever may or may not happen, that you guys worked at figuring it out, because ultimately it's about winning.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody, we all have different lives, you know, like we're family guys, you got single guys, you know, when the season doesn't go your way, well, everybody think, oh, it's because the young guys do this, because the old guys don't do this, and it's so funny, because everybody, I like all the young guys, I think the young guys like me or respect me, but you're 23 guys, you can't be all best friends with everybody, you know, it's like that with any other teams, you know, but to say we hate each other, that was a long, long stretch, but to say we agree on everything, that would be lying too, you know, nobody agrees on 23 guys, but right now it's so funny that you know, nobody talks about it because we're winning, and I think that's the main reason. We had so high expectation this year as a team, and when we didn't do well, where everybody was looking why, well, I think they look at the wrong place.
So, Ian, I sort of marvel at what you've done the last few years with your career. You're one guy, and I was saying it the other day, that's been really smart with your price point. You've said, okay, I want to play. I want to be an important guy, and this is going to be my price point. And then I heard your quote the other day, which I loved. It was basically, you know, if you chase money, that's one thing. But if you chase winning, the money sort of follows. And has that been your sort of rationale the last few years?
Yeah. You know what? It's all about winning. And you know what? If you dream about making money and playing hockey, you'll never make it. If you dream about, you know, winning and being the best player you can be, well, money is going to be a bonus. It's going to come with it. But at the end of the day, I'm a big believer that, you know, if your goal is to make money and playing hockey, you won't make it to the NHL. And my goal all my career, and even when I was young, I wanted to play for the Stanley Cup, and I wanted to play in the NHL and play hockey, and I never thought about money. But for my career, it's more like, you know, I realized that I'm not a 50-goal scorer, and I had to you know, do what I do. And what I do, it's, you know, to be intense out there, block shots and fights. And people are like, you're 36 years old, you know, you gotta, you know, slow down your fighting. Well, I'm like, if I stop fighting and I stop blocking shots, I might as well retire, because nobody's gonna want me. That's what I bring to a team, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing.
Ian, I want to ask you a quick last question, because Doug and I were chatting about this whole controversy, and you guys did it very differently. You embraced your trophy, the Blackhawks didn't. I have no idea where the tradition started, but was that kind of a planned thing as far as the team went, or just leave it to Mike Richards to be impulsive?
Well, it's Richie. It's Richie's team. Richie will do whatever he wants. He's our leader. We'll follow him whatever he does. And, you know, it's just a superstition. I mean, I'm glad he took it, tell you the truth. You know, I'm glad, because you never know, you know, what's going to happen. And the trophy's there, might as well enjoy it. But we did for 2 days, and now it's in the past, and we're looking for the bigger one. And I'm glad Richie took it.
Well, it all starts tomorrow, the bigger one. Ian, congratulations on a great season. Congratulations on you and the team getting this far. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great luck, Ian.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Ian LaPerriere.